Good evening, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all here this evening, and we thank you for coming and hope and pray that it will be a real blessing for each one of us. We're 10 days away from the big day, Christmas Day, and we pray that today will help each one of us take that next step towards getting to the true heart of Christmas, making ourselves ready, opening our hearts and our lives to Jesus. Christmas begins with Christ, and we want to place him at the center. And we pray that this service will help us to do just that. So we welcome you all here today, families, boys, girls, donkeys as well. You're all welcome here today. I'm going to invite Katrina to come here and help me with our Advent candles. A surprise, wasn't it? We only did a ta-da then. Okay, so if you want to stand here. We light our first Advent candle for peace, our second Advent candle for hope, and our third Advent candle for joy. Thank you very much. In Jesus, we find deep peace, strong hope, and real joy. May his light shine upon us today. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you have led each one of us here this evening. Each one of us very different, one from another. Each with different hopes and fears. Some of us ready, some of us not ready. But you know our needs, and we pray that you will guide us along the path that will bring every one of us to the wonder of your birth. We're sorry for the times when we have missed your way for us, when we have forgotten your love or your presence with us. So forgive us, we pray. Set us free this evening. Make clean our hearts to welcome our Saviour. May he be born in us and live in our hearts forever. We make our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. All the words of our carols and readings, for the most part, will be on the screen this evening. And I invite you to stand for our carols or sit as you would like to, whatever is more comfortable for you this evening. So we begin our service. We stand for our first carol. seated. I'm just going to ask if we can have the front lights on during the readings, please. Is that okay? Thank you. The gift of Jesus the Messiah, though surprising, did not appear out of nowhere. He was the fulfillment of a plan, God's plan, to restore his perfect creation that had been lost when Adam and Eve turned away from God. Through the Old Testament, we read how God worked in the lives of men and women, people like Abraham and Sarah, King David, and the prophets like Isaiah, who proclaimed the Lord's coming. And John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. When all things were ready, an angel visited Mary, a young peasant girl, pledged in marriage to Joseph, a humble carpenter from Nazareth. Mary was chosen to be the mother of Jesus. And Mary and Joseph were required to register in Bethlehem. The time had come for the baby to be born. Our Sunday Club children will open the Christmas storybook and tell us the story of what happened next. Sally and Jennifer will tell us the innkeeper's story.
Our Christmas story begins with the innkeeper's story. The town of Bethlehem was noisy with all the people who had come to register their names. The innkeepers were rushed off to their feet and were so full they were turning people away. But one innkeeper was different. He heard a knock at the door and opened it. There, on his doorstep, were a young couple called Joseph and Mary. Mary looked so tired and Joseph looked so worried for Mary, who was about to have a baby. The kind innkeeper felt sorry for them. Although he had no spare room, he offered them his stable. The stable was full of animals and very smelly and dirty, but at least it was dry and there was somewhere for Mary to rest. Mary gave birth to her son that very night. They called the baby Jesus. Mary wrapped him up to keep him warm, then she laid him in a box called a manger, where the animals were fed. The Son of God was born. It was time to celebrate.
Should we stand to sing our next carol?
It was on a starry night when the hills were bright, a place sleeping calm and still. Then in a cattle shed, in a manger bed, a boy was born, King of all the angels.
welcoming innkeeper, teaches us all an important lesson about hospitality. And this is expressed now in a reading brought to us by Frieda.
Gates and Doors, A Ballad of Christmas Eve, written by Joyce Kilmer, who was born in 1886 and died in 1918 at the age of 32. There was a gentle innkeeper, and blessed be his name. He opened up the stable the night Our Lady came. Our Lady and St. Joseph, he gave them food and bed. And Jesus Christ has given him a glory round his head. So let the gate swing open, however poor the yard, lest weary people visit you and find their passage barred. Unlatch the door at midnight, and let your lantern's glow shine out to guide the traveller's feet to you across the snow. There was a courteous innkeeper. He is in heaven tonight. He held Our Lady's bridle and helped her to alight. He spread clean straw before her, whereon she might lie down. And Jesus Christ has given him an everlasting crown. Unlock the door this evening, and let your gate swing wide. Let all who ask for shelter come speedily inside. What if your gate, your yard be narrow? What if your house be small? There is a guest who's coming will glorify it all. There was a joyous innkeeper who knelt on Christmas morn beside the radiant manger wherein his Lord was born. His heart was full of laughter, his soul was full of bliss, when Jesus, on his mother's lap, gave him his hand to kiss. Unbar your heart this evening, and keep no stranger out. Take from your soul's great portal the barrier of doubt. To humble folk and weary, give hearty welcoming. Your breast shall be tomorrow the cradle of a king.
So we sing our next carol, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Yeah.
What must Mary have thought and felt that night in Bethlehem? In a quiet moment, Mary pondered it in her heart, the mystery of it all, and treasured each moment. Deborah and Tegan are going to tell us Mary's story.
As Mary looked at the sleeping baby Jesus, warmly wrapped in a blanket, she thought about all that had happened to her. She remembered the visit of the angel Gabriel and his kind words. Gabriel told her not to be afraid and that he had been chosen to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. The child will be called Jesus and will be the Son of God, he said.
Mary was amazed that God could have chosen her, but she obeyed God and trusted in his word. She tucked the blanket snugly around baby Jesus and kissed him. I will never forget this night, said Mary.
Some girls from our Sunday Club Extreme class are now going to sing a song called All the Days of Our Lives, which conveys the thoughts of Joseph and Mary. And as they sing, more of our children will make their way around the church and then gather here at the front. Well sung, girls. Very well done. And now all the children are going to sing the first verse of Away in a Manger. And then we are all going to join in the second and third verses. And we'll remain seated as we sing. Wonderful singing once again. And don't they look great in their costumes? Yeah, they look wonderful. They really look the part, so well done. Well, like any birth, any new baby, there needed to be an announcement of the good news. And now Jake, Daniel and Frankie are going to tell us who was first to hear the good news of the infant Jesus.
Our Christmas story now moves out of the stable, out into the cold night air. In the fields outside Bethlehem, some shepherds were looking after their sheep. Suddenly an angel spoke to them and a light shone in the sky.
"Do not be afraid," said the angels. "I bring you good news. God's Son has been born, and now you must go and find him lying in a manger. Then a huge crowd of angels appeared in the sky, singing praise to God and peace to everyone.
Okay.
The shepherds hurried down to Bethlehem, where they found the stable. Just as the angel had promised, there they found Jesus the Saviour lying in a manger. They returned to their sheep on the hillside, singing songs of joy and praising God.
So let's join them in that song now as we sing our next carol. Seated. We included an eye test in that last verse for you, so we hope you passed. Jesus came for everyone, and he draws everyone to worship him as Lord, including humble shepherds and wealthy, wise men. Jesus is a gift for all people. So let us listen as Samuel, Joshua, and Samuel tell us of some important visitors to Jesus.
The shepherds were not the only ones who had learnt about the birth of God's Son. Our Christmas storybook now tells us about some special visitors. Far away in the east, some wise men were watching the stars. They saw a special star in the sky and knew that a baby king had been born.
The wise men wanted to see the baby, so they followed the star until it led them all the way to the city of Jerusalem. They looked for the baby at the palace of King Herod, but the baby wasn't there, so they followed the star again till it stopped over the stable in Bethlehem.
They knew they had finally found their king. Inside the stable, they knelt down before the baby King Jesus and offered him the presents they had brought: gold, sweet-smelling frankincense, and a spicy-smelling ointment called myrrh. God guided the wise men safely back home.
So we sing of the three kings in our next carol together. And the men and boys will sing verse 3, and the women and girls will sing verse 4, and we all sing the rest of the carol. Okay. So, men and boys, verse 3, women and girls, verse 4. Our Christmas storybook continues. Luke, Ronaldo and Jediah are going to now tell us how our story becomes part of Jesus' story.
We remember how the wise men gave baby Jesus three special gifts. Now every year we remember that the first Christmas by giving gifts to people we love. They remind us of baby Jesus, who was God's very precious gift to us all. This Christmas we can all take our place in the Christmas story.
Like the innkeepers, let us be kind and leave no one out of our celebration. Like Mary, let us not be afraid, but say yes to God. Like the shepherds, let us listen from the message of peace and show that Christmas is good news for everyone. Like the wise men, let us give the best that we have to honour Jesus, our King.
Our Christmas storybook has reached its last page, but this is not the end. We can each tell the Christmas story through this story of our lives. The Christmas story is just about to begin.
So let us open wide the door of our heart to welcome Jesus, the Word made flesh, God become human. Colin is going to read our final reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things that were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen the glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Here ends the lesson.
From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. As we listen to Jackie sing to us now, O Holy Night, just take time to think of those blessings, perhaps those people, or those good things in your life that you can be thankful for this evening and give thanks to God. This holy night.
It is the night of made hymns of joy. In grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice said, on
Let us now pray. God, our loving Heavenly Father, before we would go from here, we would think of those who need our prayers tonight. We pray for the world which Christ came to save. We ask that peace and goodwill may triumph between races, between nations, for peace and goodwill to triumph in our own communities and families. We remember those who have little peace or joy at this time. Those for whom the candle of faith burns low. Breathe on that flame with your love, we pray. Bring light to those in darkness. Bring comfort to those who hurt. For those who find this season of the year a difficult time, be all that they need, we pray. And be close to those who are ill at home or in hospital. Father, bless them all and strengthen them. And help the whole world find the joy of Christmas. For our Saviour's sake, who saved us from despair and fear, and by his birth, life, death and resurrection, has opened the gate of heaven and brought us fullness of life. Amen. As we draw towards the close of our service, just a few brief announcements. We are grateful tonight to our singers and our musicians. We thank our readers, and especially the children who read so beautifully this evening. And we thank the Sunday club leaders who all played their part in helping them to do their part tonight. Refreshments will follow in the church hall afterwards, and we hope that you're able to stay for drinks and for mince pies. And just to say, children, please be careful around those who've got hot drinks in the hall. And we thank those who have prepared the refreshments this evening. At Christmas, we treasure the memories of those no longer with us, And as you came into church this evening, you may have seen our tree of remembrance. And before you go this evening, if you would like to write down the name of a loved one or loved ones that you remember this Christmas and hang that on our tree, you'd be very welcome to remember them this Christmas. We still have special services to come. Next Sunday morning at 10:30 will be our morning service, and we will be making our Christingles with the orange and the candle and the goodies. So that will be a special service next Sunday. And then on Christmas Eve, we have our communion service at 11:30 p.m. and Christmas Day celebration at 10 a.m., just for an hour. So you'd be all welcome at any of those services. And if we don't happen to see you, then from my family and from this church, we wish all of you a very happy Christmas and God's richest blessing for the new year. A happy birthday to you and for your day. So let's lift the roof with our final carol. Hark the herald angels sing. Thank you for these gifts brought this evening, and we dedicate them to God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and your loved ones. this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
But before we go, I think we always sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas." So in our seats, we can wish Merry Christmas to everyone. Are you ready?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.